Dana I'm got real. Knocked off that high horse.
I'm real.
Yeah, but let me just share this with CJ. All right. You guys are pretty good this year.
Let me say one more thing. But at the end of the day, like, even with Dallas beating the Eagles, everybody forgetting, like, at the end of the day, it only helps San Francisco.
Well, see, my thing is, I don't care if I lose every week against the Cowboys. I just hate them so bad, I'm going to pick against them. That's right, CJ. I do not like the Cowboys at all.
Well, I'm just going to be...
check this out, Will.
What's that, bro?
It doesn't really matter who you like. Every week you come with a different story and a different jersey to match it up. See, I peeped you out week one.
Yeah, good.
Right. So, it's your show. We just respect you. You whoever win the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, everybody on this panel knows I ain't loyal to nobody.
And that speaks volumes.
That's right.
Hey, Kevin.
Is that a Cleveland Browns hat?
Yes, sure is.
Must have got a massage this morning.
Oh! Oh! Woo! How did you guess? Huh? Hey, how did you guess?
Hey, we're going to keep this thing PG on here. This is the Studio Sports page brought to you by J&J Sports Apparel. Hey, yo, Kev, I want to get Mark and Rev caught up on these picks since we got a little bit of time. We went all the way through them. Let's take it from the top just for CJ and Rev. All
right. Let's see. Saturday games. I just got Revs in. Let's see. Vikings at the Bengals.
Is it Vikings at Bengals?
Yes.
Bengals.
All right. Rev, you had the...
Rocket scientist, he can study now. He can go back and study.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He's gone. That test, that nuclear physicist, whatever test he was taking, it's over.
Oh yeah. God.
Rev, you had Bengals, right?
Hey, your mic is muted, Rev. Your mic is muted. You're on mute, Rev. You're on mute. Okay, there you go.
I'm back. Bengals. Yeah, Bengals.
Okay, cool. All right. Steelers at the Colts.
Colts.
All right. CJ, who you got? Colts.
Flip a coin. Head. Give me Colts.
Okay. All right. The Lions, Broncos at the Lions.
I gotta go with the Lions.
Russ cooking.
Let him cook.
Russ is the assistant sous chef. He's not the head chef. He's just in the kitchen.
Russ out there tricking again. He raped.
Russ out there tricking again. He was. Russ out there tricking.
Oh, man.
When Russ was in the house with Sierra, he was throwing interception. Russ back up to, he doing what he doing again.
Russ been all right ever since he took Sierra to Waffle House.
That's what I was about. That was my next point. And ever since then, they've been undefeated, except that way.
Matter of fact, they shut down the Waffle House, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Man,
okay.
Man, Russ been going to the cannabis shop.
Uh-oh. Hey, well, it's worth
taking the Lions, though.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord. All right, you got the Sunday games. Red, we ought to know where you stand. Jets at Dolphins. CJ, who you got?
I'm taking the Jets.
Ooh, that's
tell
bold.
Tell her why, Red, because I think it has something to do with y'all center. Am I correct?
No, it has to do with the whole offensive line. When you got four of your five starters out on offense and the Jets still got a hell of a defensive line, I'm taking the Jets, man.
What?
They ain't got to score with a little bit of points. Tua gonna give them the ball.
What?
You believe your quarterback gonna turn the ball over?
He turned the ball over in almost every game.
I love it.
Now, this is a revelation we didn't see coming.
I was trying to get that out earlier, but we try to speed everything.
I know.
And it's crazy because I done took y'all even without Tyreek playing.
Wow.
So Tyreek not playing?
Nope.
He's out.
Yeah.
I thought he was questionable.
He's questionable. He's not out.
Just holding him out.
Right. That's what I thought.
They're trying to save him
for Dallas, but that's a mistake too.
Mm. But that's
so no, you better get the wins you can get.
Because
them last three, four games, that's on this murderer's road with Dallas, the Baltimore, and Buffalo. That's murderer's row.
Yeah, no. And it don't matter where they playing at. They could be at home or on the road. They can still take them L's.
Right.
Well, playing at home in the heat of Miami at 1 o'clock is something different because that heat be on that visitor sideline. It's a 45 degree difference between the visitor sideline and the home sideline.
Jesus.
See, I guess
I went with y'all just because of the offense, but I know y'all lost a key piece on defense.
Yeah, Jalen Phillips. Yep.
Yeah, y'all lost a key piece on defense. I forgot about that, but.
Are you writing this down, Kevin?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah,
hey, Kevin, this ain't gonna be my pick.
I got Marvin Harrison coming over there next week to look at them books.
Hey, look.
Audit.
Hey, look. Audit. Hey. Just for the record, I did horrible last week. I lost like 8 games, so there you go.
But you still.
I think that was the fix. That was the fix to get us off the trail.
No, you can't say nothing on that one.
Yeah. You pulled a Rudy D on that one.
No.
Yeah. You want us off your tail. Well,
no. No.
CJ, you be looking like I be looking, yep.
Yeah. Next up, you got
doing some Joe Morrissey.
We ain't gonna talk about Joe on the show. We ain't bringing Joe in here. We leave.
Nah. Why? You keep that to yourself.
We gonna keep this old lady.
Y'all like Joe, but y'all know Joe is almost did his second.
Oh, Lord. You got Texas at the Titans.
Surviving Joe Morrissey.
The Titans? What?
That's a whole book in itself.
All right.
Who CJ got?
CJ, who you got?
Who?
Texas at the Titans.
Oh, King Henry. Quarterback hurt for Texas.
CJ right? out. Yeah, CJ out.
Right.
King Henry.
All right. Tampa Bay at Green Bay.
Man. Man, Green Bay just lost to the Giants. Give me Tampa.
Man.
This is CJ, who you got?
Tampa Bay.
All right.
I know you're going to put Green Bay on there anyway. But I know I'm a Sometimes I be giving my picks, man, and I look back, what have I lost all the minute games? I watch the same TV you're watching.
You know, that's the same thing I said, man.
Hey, look, we all lost the same amount of games.
He get it confused.
Don't
even
try that. No more.
I felt out, CJ. I personally know the person that does the point system for him.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Don't look over here.
I can find out why we losing.
Don't blame me on that one.
So you know what's gonna happen? You know what happened when all of a sudden come Monday, Romar's in first place.
Don't get
exactly. No.
Uh-huh. Hey, better not.
He gets over me.
Oh no, it's gonna be an investigation.
Yeah,
it's already been one. And I play in her football pool.
Romar will be in first place in 2 weeks.
Exactly.
I'm calling the Department of Justice here.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm only gonna investigate her on Kevin Points.
And
the information that he gives her.
I send the same pics that y'all been giving
me. I don't know, Kevin, because like.
Hey, look.
After the top five, everything questionable.
Right. Kevin, where am I? Second place or third place?
I think you're in third.
Okay, y'all leave Kevin alone.
Exactly.
Don't leave him alone. Don't do that.
I just want to know how much y'all charge for point shaving. That's all.
There's no point shaving.
It's crazy because hold on because Mill was in like the top five with wins and points last week. And he still ain't move a, he ain't move
I ain't
a spot.
Move an inch.
He ain't move a spot.
But well, that's how far down he was.
He was been that down all season.
That's terrible. Cause like,
and I told him, I tried to tell him, I was like, bro, I'm not going nowhere.
I was in the top 10 in wins last week, but I dropped 3 spots.
Hey, Kevin.
Ain't nowhere in the world.
Hey, Kevin, keep doing what you're doing.
I could say the same thing for fantasy football too.
Uh-oh.
But that's neither here nor there.
Ain't nowhere in the world I'm in the top 10 with wins and points last week. I was 13, but I was in the top 10 at the end of last week's least tally up.
Right.
But see, them Sunday.
But I dropped 3 points.
Look at
because I Sunday, went from 13, the, I went Sunday from 13 and Monday night games. We
how you
losing.
Do that?
Well,
but I was. Miraculously,
you
go from 10
you
to
gotta
like
get, you got to get the 2 point games right, Romar. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You got to get the Sunday night and Monday night games right.
Well, I like to take this time to thank Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Debo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, because you know, those guys are balling out, and I've been whooping all kinds of behind in fantasy thanks
that's
to those
fantasy
four
football.
Right now.
But in this pool right here,
I've been whooping all kinds of behind thanks to those folks right now.
But in the picks, where are you, Mel?
Oh, that's neither here nor there. you just see me ask for the priceless for the point shaver, so I call it. I'm not even worth talking about until I get that.
Yeah, I got you.
Point hey, shape. Right now, let's go ahead. All right, let us all get our take on. Yeah.
Next up, you got the Giants at the Saints.
Yeah, CJ.
Man, give me Danny DeVito.
CJ.
You got the gangster.
Yeah, I need Danny too, because he got to play the Eagles twice, and I need him sharpening them skills up.
Python.
The Eagle Cutlets.
Let's get it.
Rev, who you got?
Rev got Don DeVito.
All right. All right, next up, you got Atlanta and Carolina.
Why?
I don't blame you, bro. That's going to be an ugly game. It's going to be ugly.
Give me Atlanta.
All right.
CJ.
Yes, sir.
Who you got?
Who's playing?
The Panthers
and the Falcons. In Carolina.
Man, give me George Will.
I told you.
Which one of them George Wolf do?
It don't matter, do it?
No, it really don't.
Atlanta and the Panthers.
Yeah.
I know what you
That's because I go to Atlanta more than I go to Carolina. Let me go to ATL. Let me go to
ATL. I don't blame you.
Okay. All right. Bears at the Browns.
Massage therapist.
The massage therapist, though.
CJ. Yeah, for real, like, this is the time of the season where bad teams steal a game.
True.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't got nothing to play for. They can go out there and let it all hang out.
Yep.
And having said that, give me the Browns.
I mean, Chicago can finish with the worst record in Carolina. And Carolina can finish with the worst record in Chicago.
And Chicago still own the pick.
They're going to have the top two picks.
Yeah, that's Carolina.
So they're going to get the pick anyway.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, that's their problem.
KC at New England.
I don't know what taking y'all so long with that one.
Give me KC. They still got Travis.
CJ, you going for the upset?
Ain't no upset this big in America.
Oh, boy. Here's my favorite one. Commanders at the Rams.
Oh, no.
Give me Puka.
Okay.
I say Puka.
Hey, CJ, you got the bystanders or you got the Rams?
AWB.
What's that?
WB. Stop. Stop with the disrespect.
It ain't me disrespecting.
Hey, look, man, when I went out to the game when Miami played the Commandos.
Hey, look. Yeah, I saw that on Miami colors up there. Y'all took that joint over.
Hey, Rev.
Yo.
That's what everybody do to Washington Stadium.
And see, all y'all.
I was having a hard time finding one Commanders fan.
You know what?
Now, I'm going to tell you what made it so bad.
Kevin, do that.
Hold on.
That talk.
No. What made it so bad? When the Dolphins scored the first touchdown, why did everybody got into the little roller coaster stands? You know, everybody put those seatbelts on and all that stuff. I mean, I was entertained actually by that, believe it or not. But I mean, it was just like
Really? Yeah, because Saturday you wore a whole Miami jersey.
A whole Miami jersey.
Yeah. Yeah, even though on that Saturday I went with Miami though.
I had a Tua jersey on.
I went with Miami and I went with the Rams today. And the only reason I'm doing that because I got money on the line.
No, we don't want to hear any excuses.
Whatever.
You're just a fair.
What?
You're just a fair weather fan.
No, I ain't a fair weather fan.
You went there two weeks in a row?
Hey, look, no, I'm not. I bet money.
Uh-huh. But you,
I know they ain't gonna win. I'm not gonna lose my money.
No.
Being true to him, like I said, this week.
Like I said, do not call Kevin a traitor again.
Exactly.
Kevin ain't betting no money.
I don't need to.
I don't care.
I just call what I see on the field. When I see, like you say, when you see trash on the field, guess what? And people gonna clown us every week.
Look, Kevin traded on us because he's trying to win the league. I traded because I'm trying to win money.
Make the best point.
Y'all really not trading because y'all already called for your coach's job first, but it's neither here nor
there. I said that since last year. Mm-hmm.
So let's.
All right.
We got one more topic to run through, so
All right. Cowboys at Buffalo. Rev, who you got?
That's America's team. Cowboys.
Yeah.
Cowboys, America's team. The stars at night are big and bright.
That's right, but the Cowboys going down tonight.
That's right, CJ.
The Cowboys going down.
Tomorrow.
I had to say night. You know that rhymed with right. Okay.
That's all right. Yeah. 49ers at.
We got you.
49ers at the Cards.
Man, they've been killing all the birds.
All right, Rev, who you got?
I got the Niners.
All right. CJ.
Niners.
All right.
All right. Baltimore at Jacksonville, Sunday night.
I don't think I picked that.
Jacksonville.
Okay. Mm.
Give me the Ravens.
Josh Allen going to have 4 sacks.
All right. CJ, who you got?
Hey, look, right. Lamar Jackson is the best worst good quarterback in the league.
You know, that was a hell of a game last week.
And I understood what he said.
Yeah, me
Thank
too.
You, sir. You don't know which one of these boys showing up tomorrow.
Yeah, you don't. Like,
and that's on both of them.
If Lamar, the good quarterback, show out, it's all automatically Ravens. But if he don't,
look here. So, it depends on, you're right though. It depends on which ones show up. They could beat anybody. If the good one shows up, they could beat anybody.
That's true.
I'm going to go with Baltimore because I think they got a better team though. But Lamar is the difference every week. I don't know which one number one show up.
As long as he don't turn it over, I think he's going to be all right.
He's number three. If the game was 3 quarters, they'd be undefeated.
He ain't lying.
Yeah, that 4th quarter, he just come apart, don't he?
Except for last week?
What you mean? Except for last week, Dad? They go into overtime and win last week.
Like I said.
It all depends what the 4th quarter does.
I'll be there in a little while.
Yeah. He was so happy he had a ball in his hand for the final drive.
Yeah, man. True.
Yeah.
That was a crazy walk-off.
It was amazing.
Yeah. That jump was crazy.
And last one, Eagles at the Seahawks.
Come on, Eagles.
You know I got the Eagles.
Yep. So I don't think they're going to lose 3 in a row.
Don't even ask CJ. We already know.
Somebody just jinxed them. Somebody just put the jinx out.
Last comment.
What are you saying, CJ?
I said don't even ask.
Somebody just jinxed them. I think somebody said I don't think they can lose 3 in a row. And every time I play the tic-tac-toe to win 3 in a row.
Who said that?
You got one job to do for this tic-tac-toe.
Now, you know what? I can hear this now on Monday night. If this happens, CJ going to be on around 11:30, and he'll be like, uh-oh. That's when
and if it doesn't happen, he ain't coming on. You ain't going to see him.
Oh, he'll be on.
I don't talk about teams. I'm the teams that win. They ain't none of my.
Oh, he'll be on no matter what.
Okay, all right.
But check this out. I'm going to Party City. I'm gonna get a Broken Eagle costume.
Oh, that's all the picks.
Lose three in a row. I got something for you.
Okay,
something special.
We got a few minutes, and I'm gonna throw this out here.
Draymond
Green. He needs to be cut. I will cut him in a minute. Hold it. Did you see the press conference? He got up and talked about it wasn't his intention to clock that man. Man, what else was it? He did a 180 come around swinging.
Well, you can't cut him because he's owed over $130 million.
Oh, yep. Shit.
Guaranteed money.
Good.
Yep. As long as that guaranteed money is there, they're going to have to do whatever they can to try to get this brother's head right. I mean.
Oh, man. That's going to take a while.
And like I said,
the boy been crazy for a while.
Where he choked dude out that he wasn't doing nothing for the team. That was not for the team.
That's right.
Himself.
But hold on. No, WB.
What?
Because you had a whole stance about John Morant's dumbness last year.
I sure did. He was dumb. And
but
guess
you was rocking with him.
I rocked with him until he messed up the second time.
But the things that Draymond did.
What?
You shouldn't even be surprised at. He been doing it his whole career.
But at some point in time, see the thing about it, Ja Morant, last year was his second year in the league, right? How long Draymond Green been in the NBA? And how long he's been showing his
problem?
Draymond been got his bag so he don't kill.
But see, that's...
Here's the other problem. You can't wait to want to start, how can I put it, throwing a book at him in year 13.
Yeah.
I mean, what about 12 years prior? Yeah, he cost him a championship against Cleveland.
He sure did.
He should have got put, I mean, seriously, Thurston should have been against him for punching that kid last year.
Hey, Mark, you've been hearing me say, you know, I ain't never liked Draymond because of his antics. Yeah, he brings a lot to the team. All right. He's won us some championship, but he done cost him a whole bunch. And he cost him that game the other night. And because of his dumb repercussions, it cost him the game, the following game when he didn't play. Man.
Here would be my question with that though. At what point does his teammates hold him accountable?
And that was Stephen A. Smith was talking about.
I've never heard Steph or Clay or anybody come out against him with this.
Hey, WB, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
How many teams have won championships 4 out of 6 years?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a good question. Not many.
And that's not many.
He ain't going nowhere.
Well, see that.
If you got the babyface assassin in your corner, it don't matter who against you.
Well, hey, look here. No question about it. That Steph Curry, most prolific player in my opinion, most prolific shooter ever.
So, but did you hear what Steve Kerr said when they asked him about it?
Steve Kerr said, we're going to give him some help.
But Steve, he didn't hold back.
Let me ask you this.
I mean, he made it about Draymond.
What's the difference between what Draymond's doing and what Dennis Rodman used to do?
Well, see, that's a whole different era there, too. Now, Dennis Rodman, the team that he was on, he didn't cost them. He helped them. Dennis Rodman's a worm? Are you serious right now?
I mean, Drake.
How many people did Dennis Rodman try to clock? Did he clock one of his teammates when he snuck Jordan Poole last year?
It might not have been a teammate, but he did a lot of wild things.
Jordan Poole deserved to get punched in the face. Dennis Rodman,
in my eyes, he straddled the line. Draymond, he go way past it.
You just made my point.
How about this? If we out on the rec yard, all us, and we picking players who we want on our team.
Oh, yeah, you want Draymond on your team. You want
I'm picking Draymond first because I want to see him put work on y'all.
Oh, he's going to protect you. He's going to do what he got to do.
So here's the deal. If you take out all the TV contracts and what America thinks is right or wrong, we're not even having this discussion. You know, Draymond Green is a needle pusher. He's right on the edge. That's been his persona. And there's a couple of factors that go into what Draymond Green does. First of all, these new age referees is soft, and they call the game totally different.
Facts.
And they allow
that
the
is
game
true.
To get
facts.
Out of hand.
Huge
so
facts.
You got people down low. I mean, they doing some crazy stuff in the post. And You get in the third quarter now. This man been giving you the business all game. You ain't getting no calls. It creates frustration, and it leads to players like Draymond Green going over the edge, just like Dennis Rodman was. Like, once he gets frustrated, he ain't playing basketball no more. He out there trying to get his.
That's right.
When the last time you saw Dennis Rodman swing on somebody?
No, listen to me. The point I'm making is...
Oh, but I saw him kick a dude. There was the photographer down there on sideline.
Draymond Green's mentality and the way that the refs call the game is a recipe for his behavior, is what I'm saying.
Even back in the day, CJ, you got to admit, he would have gotten kicked out of the game with his, I mean, look, he came around with full force.
There would have been more brawls back in the day. A lot of people would have got kicked out of the game. Yeah. But that was the mentality back then. They trying to make every sport now soft as possible so everybody can play it and watch it on TV. That's the only thing now
and then. But back in the day, he's a target now.
Exactly. See, back in the day, he was playing with real men. It wouldn't have been all that. See, he hit one of them dudes back in the day. He had a problem.
Right.
And he's not gonna get no calls nowadays
because you seen what Bill Laimbeer did.
Oh yeah, they were nasty.
The referees are horrible.
Rick Mahorn.
The referees are horrible.
Yeah.
But I almost think they fixing games. I mean, William, you and I, as big a Lakers fan as we are, that game a week ago in that tournament. Hey man, how did they not make this call? I mean, this refereeing is horrible, man.
Oh, I mean, no question.
In basketball and football.
And football.
And I hate to say it, but I think these gambling sites and all that stuff plays a huge role in this. There's too much money being generated.
Money makes things happen, and I've said this multiple times.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
money
you notice
things happen.
Y'all notice that everybody that has gotten into it with Draymond, the teammates really don't care much for him.
What about him?
What do you mean?
Rudy Gobert, Domantas Sabonis, Yusef Nurkic.
Yeah.
All these guys, you know, they ain't got a lot of friends on their team.
Well, that don't matter. That we're talking about Draymond and his antics.
Yeah.
And y'all trying to tell me that Draymond is irreplaceable?
What Bill's saying is Draymond teammates care about him.
Dad, listen to me. He's only doing this to a select few individuals. He's not doing this to everybody. He tried it with Anthony Edwards.
And it didn't work well for him.
See?
But then he tried Rudy Gobert, and who went after Draymond for Rudy Gobert? Nobody.
Steve Kerr called him out last night.
No, I'm talking about Rudy Gobert's teammates. It's certain people he's only doing this to.
And then, too,
what does that tell you?
He only doing it to people that he ain't worried about losing to. Because none of them guys he worried about losing to.
But they lose every game.
And he only does it to people that won't come back at him.
I ain't talking about taking an L in the game. I'm talking about getting dropped.
Right. Oh. Hey, Mark, didn't you bring up some?
He ain't messing with nobody that he feel he gonna get dropped by.
Yeah, that's my point.
That was my point.
Well, see, CJ said it earlier. That's the problem. See, this league ain't got the men, the real men. See, you can go back in the 70s, 80s, even to the early 90s. Trust me, Buck Williams. Guys, he ain't doing that.
Yeah, he you run up on Robert Parrish will break his face.
Bad boy. Dennis Rodman, you know, it's not happening.
Robert Parrish probably would have broken his face.
He ain't doing that. Charles Oakley, he ain't doing that.
Charles Oakley would have probably killed him.
But I will give him credit for one thing. When you turn around, you look at the reverse of this. How many times has Clay taken a hard foul? Because they know the repercussions on the other end is Draymond going to do something.
He wouldn't do it at Steven Jackson.
Well, that's a whole different story. He wouldn't do it with Steven Jackson.
Well,
you see what happened
with Detroit and Indiana when he was in Indiana.
Ron Artest.
The malice in the palace changed almost everything.
Yes.
Well, Indiana always had some thugs.
Detroit did too.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, they all know that their time is done. Because
Michael Jordan did it, not Detroit.
They running stuff crazy because he doing everything for real. That man tired.
And Clay ain't no help right now.
Nobody's no help for real.
We got to look at Steve Kerr right now and say, why are you not sitting Clay down? He shouldn't be starting. Exactly. I mean, he was two for ten the other night. And I love Clay. But since he hurt that knee and he hurt his Achilles, he don't have that lift no more to get that shot off.
Hey, but Mark, you can't disrespect the scoring from him. You don't know when it's gonna come.
Well, you know,
we got to keep it on the court.
That's just a chance I'd have to take because it ain't been coming all year.
It has to come every game. For who you are, it has to come every game. It can't be no sporadic thing.
But yeah, the crazy
thing, you can't wait on this when you below 500. You can't keep waiting.
Yeah,
no, you can't.
You ain't got much time.
All right, see my and you supposed to be the number two on the team, so you got to bring it every game.
Yes, look. Clay knew that he wanted the number two when they end up getting Wiggins.
And he ain't been doing nothing.
So well, he in his own head.
Look, the game that Draymond got kicked out of, Steve Kerr put all of them on the bench in the fourth quarter. He had bench players out there with Steph. In the crunch time, when they needed to come, they were close and it was a game. He put all of them on the bench.
And that was when they lost by three.
They was tired.
They won't do nothing. He knew they won't do nothing. They won't contribute.
Can we give Jalen Brunson his flowers for last night's performance?
Yeah.
50 points.
9 for 9? Or was it 10 for 10?
Nine for three.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Especially coming from the end. You don't get it. We don't get a whole lot of highlights and accolades from the New York Knicks. So, yeah, definitely, you know, shout out to him.
And also shout out to Giannis with 64 points early this week.
Yeah,
but then he turned around and acted a fool to get that ball. I mean, come on.
Well, in his defense, Indiana had no business taking that ball to begin with.
That is true. Yeah.
They are at home. They took that ball without permission. I don't care if you score 1 point, 2 points. Throwing this ball. And them balls ain't cheap. So coming from my standpoint, I mean, you may not have liked the antics and everything, but they got every right to try to get that ball back because they ain't had no business taking it to begin with.
Did he get it back? Nope.
I thought he did.
No. I thought he did.
Yeah, he did.
They gave him one of the shoot-arounds.
Come on, bro.
They did.
Well, we'll never know.
Well, he said himself. He said he don't know if he got the game ball or not. He knows they gave him one.
Yeah. See, you got to shoot around, so he'll never know neither.
But can we real quick talk about that Patrick Mahomes fiasco?
Go ahead.
Because that was ridiculous.
All right, Joe. Let's hear it, Joe.
First of all, the man lined up offsides.
Yes, he was on the line.
And he was looking down the line at the ball, lined up offsides. They scored a touchdown, and then all of a sudden they get a penalty, and then Patrick Mahomes wanted to start yapping and screaming at the referees. And then I'm talking about going at him like he wanted to fight the man.
Joe, let me ask you a question. As much as they do it, if he was offsides, why didn't the referee throw the flag before the play even materialized?
I'm gonna get to that. That's right. I feel you, but I'm gonna get to that.
Because it's footage of him being offsides most of the whole season.
Yeah, and I'm gonna get to that too because I've been seeing a lot of people offsides and getting called offsides or not called offsides. The referees are a problem, but I want to get to at the end of the game in a press conference. Then he gets up there, and this man says out his mouth, and Mill, I know you know what I'm talking about. This man says out his mouth, I don't think the referee should make a call like that at the end of the game that can decide the game. What happened in the Super Bowl?
Exactly.
Mm.
And he was looking for the flag then.
I mean, don't get mad.
The first one looking for the
flag. The referee already had his Philly blunt in his mouth.
Look,
that's what happened last year. The referee already had his Philly blunt.
Before anybody say think anything, I don't blame referees for the end of the game because we should have played better. I'm just saying for him to say that and then for that to happen in the Super Bowl, so you act like you never seen that before.
Hey, Joe, you know what that was?
Only when it benefits him.
For him to make that statement, Joe, you know what that was. That was his Brady moment. He was putting everybody on notice.
And then he doing all that yapping.
I'm that guy that they go, I'm that guy.
When he should have went to his teammate and yelled at him because he lined up offside. Regardless if the referees called it or not, they called it. It was offside. It doesn't matter. If they waited or not, it doesn't matter. He was all
sides. I mean, when you go back and look at the footage, you was all sides.
Hey, Siri, cue D'Angelo.
It's his fault.
How does it feel? it hits a lot different when it's in reverse. How does it
feel? Exactly.
Yo, Siri.
Hey, but Joe, how do we, since he said that, Mill singing, how does it feel? How does it feel? Cause y'all balled last night.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all balled last night from first quarter to fourth quarter. I watched the whole game.
And broke an 18-game losing streak.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God. And that boy Vassal, man.
He balled last night.
Man.
What the heck? Yeah, 36 points?
Yeah.
Man.
Hey, and who was it? Johnson with them in the first quarter with them three back-to-back three-pointers? He went three out of four?
Tell you, we building something. We just trying to get that draft pick so we can get that.
And that what they said. That what they said.
I wonder who we looking at.
It's crazy. It's crazy because you said that. You said that last week. And on ESPN before the game started, they say that they plan for to find out who to pair with Victor next year.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm wondering who they looking at.
They say they was crazy because they was like, he ain't tanking, but he's searching for the right lineup right now with what he got to play the Victor, and he ain't got it anyway he go.
And to be honest, yeah, he might not be tanking, but he's tanking knowing. He's knowing that we're not going to win. He's knowing that.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
He's letting them play.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry I got to cut this thing short, but we got to get out of here right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a pleasure talking football and basketball and everything in between with my guys. I want to thank Mr. Sammy Winder for joining us for the first hour of the show. It has been awesome. Guys, we're going to have a whole lot more special guests like that and a whole lot more topics to come up, especially next week we get to chop it up again. It has been the Studio W Sports Page. For my man Mill, I'm your host Mill, for my dad WB and the guys. We gotta get out of here.